Yeah, I thought I think you could see the sign of, in some ways, our progression over the last 12 months since we played them the first time, that they've come here and they've dropped in and blocked the game up and they've tried to counter-attack, and I think they set up as though they were going to be quite happy with a point in some ways. I thought we started the game really well, actually. I thought we were very bright in the first 5-10 minutes. I thought Davo got into some really good positions, breaking forward. I thought our wingers got into some good positions, but perhaps without, you know, having as much menace as we need to have. We stopped shooting a little bit around the edge of the box and perhaps stopped being as penetrative as we need to be. The first goal, as we always see, you know, often has a detrimental mental effect on the game if you don't get it. If it was a poor mistake from our point of view, I don't think you can legislate too much for something like that happening. And I felt as though really that was against the run of what went on early on. And for them to score that, I think gave them a big lift and gave them a big boost. And I think we just lost our composure somewhat after that for sort of 10, 15 minutes. And then really huffed and puffed. I thought there was a couple of big moments in the game that probably didn't look as big moments as to everyone else. But I thought Williamson got away with absolute murder. He was all over Clayton. The ref did nothing about it at all. I said to the fourth official after about 4 minutes, you know, it happened 2 or 3 times in that opening spell, and he was given free kicks but doing nothing, you know. And I think that they only ended up with McDonald got booked in the end. Probably should have got booked 10 minutes before that. So I felt as though that had a big effect on the game because we didn't get anything. Whenever there was a tussle, it was always a play on. And then I think after 7 minutes, we had an attack. The lad lobs it over the advertising hoardings. The ref just warns him, and then they waste the time all game. But again, that's, you know, we'd do the same. So I'm not criticising Wolves for that, but I think that's when the ref has to step up to the plate and do more to stop that and give us a chance. But we didn't show enough quality. You know, we probably got into, I would say, 40 crossing positions today, and we hit the man virtually every single time, or we stood it up for the goalkeeper to come and take. And we've got to be better than that. And I think we lost a lot of composure as the game went on. And didn't, you know, we didn't show the ability that we've often showed this season.
You've gone away a little bit from playing the 10 as much as you had with Clayton. Do you regret that a little bit today? Might it have made a difference to the game?
Well, I think it's easy to regret it after the game and after the event of it. I think that, you know, you look at various tactics, that was something we could have done in the game. I just felt as though against a QPR game, with it being a local derby, that we might need a little bit of legs and energy early on in the game. We felt we could change it after that. You know, we've ended up with two number 10s in there, if you like, because Dimmy's ended up inside a couple of times. John's ended up inside. We've ended up then with two strikers, and whatever we did, it didn't have an outcome of scoring goals, which is what we're after doing. So, yeah, listen, that's something we'll look at. But I think that's something also that one or two of those players have to stand up and be countered and have to make me pick them. And I think if performances are good enough, then, you know, they'll do that. So, you know, but listen, that's. I mean, we could have done one or two things maybe tactically in retrospect, but I think ultimately we didn't have enough quality to win the game today.
Well, it's always going to be the case, isn't it? If 3 or 4 players play less than their best, then it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, we said that. Again, listen, you know, we're playing against another team that are on a poor run of form. They're able to bring Williamson in and Grant Holton, two players straight away to try and turn that around and give them a lift. Obviously, we haven't got that capability. But that, you know, it's not stopped us so far. So, I mean, we've always got a... We're disappointed today, but again, we've always have to have balance. I've said that if we're going to achieve anything this season, we have to take the odd defeat on the chin and not get too despondent with it. You know, again, last 6 games, we've won 4, lost 2. You know, so it's not a bad period for us, regardless of the fact we've lost the last 2. I mean, last season, Brentford were the underdogs to get into the playoffs. You know, we've got 2 points more than they had last season. So, listen, we need to improve the performance of the last 2 games, but I'm pretty sure we will.